Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats, they're having a meltdown after Super Tuesday. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much. Trump. I knew Trump was going to pull it through. I wasn't even, you know, I didn't even have any doubt in it at all. I think everyone was completely aware that President Trump was going to pull it through on a Super Tuesday. And I'm actually surprised that Nikki Haley, I'm not surprised about Vermont, but Nikki Haley didn't even come close. She didn't come close at all in beating President Trump. And she tried to stretch it out as long as possible. And actually, she still had money to continue to keep going on until the convention. But right now, it's really just she's just embarrassing herself. She should have dropped that a long time ago. She completely embarrassed herself. Any opportunity of her being in President Trump's, you know, cabinet, I think is far gone. She kind of outdid herself when she actually turned on President Trump when it came to J6. She said President Trump shouldn't have done what he did on January 6th. And then right after she did that, she reached out to President Trump at Mar-a-Lago and said, I want to come visit you. And President Trump said no. And then ever since President Trump told her no, I guess Nikki Haley's not used to being told no, she turned on President Trump even more. She decided to run for the presidency. Failed miserably, constantly. So out of the entire thing, she won two of them. She won the swamp. Actually, she won more than that. Did you know that, Shannon? Nikki Haley won more than the swamp in Vermont. You know where else she won?
Where?
Ukraine. She won in Ukraine. She won in Iran. She won in Yemen. She won in the Gaza Strip.
That's fake news. They're not part of the United
States. She won in China. She won in China. She won everywhere. But the United States of America. I had to throw it in there. Because she's a warmonger. She's all about Ukraine. She's all about sending more money to Ukraine and not taking care of the American people. But Nikki Haley, I think it's safe to say that Nikki Haley is done. I think it's safe to say that we don't have to, you know, Nikki Haley is no longer in the race because she dropped out as of this morning. Nikki Haley said that she is no longer going to run against President Trump. Now, the thing is, she shouldn't have never done it in the first place. Nikki Haley put herself in this position. And now, I don't think anyone even trusts Nikki Haley because she lied, said that if President Trump was going to put his name in the hat again, that she wouldn't do it. And then she turned around and said that she's not going to endorse President Trump when she said that she would. And she only said it just to get on the debate stage. And it's interesting. President Trump didn't have to get on the debate stage at all. And he still won the nomination. And she's piping mad about it. She's furious that President Trump did not get on the debate stage with her. Why does he have to? Why does he have to? He shouldn't have to. Now, Joe Biden, he needs to. If Joe Biden's actually strong, he will get on the debate stage with President Trump. But Joe Biden's not going to do that either. He's going to find some kind of reason to retreat back to the basement. And I hate to say it, I think they're going to create some kind of crisis in this country to make that happen. I don't want to be right, but it happened already when it did with the COVID, trying to force everyone to get the vaccine. And now they're trying to do the exact same thing again, but no one's going to buy the whole COVID. So I believe something else is going to happen. Either communication is going to break down because we just had a trial run of that. Maybe a week and a half ago. So, right. All communication, people woke up, Cell phones were not working. China's already threatening the United States of America. If they do an EMP, then what's going to happen? Our electrical grid is completely down. It's just going to be one thing after another. And I believe that the Democrats, because everything that they've been doing at President Trump, throwing everything, they've been throwing a book at him. Nothing has worked. That's why I said that they're going to create some kind of crisis. They already have the terrorists in the country to make it happen. Elon Musk put a comment out there saying that because of the terrorists that are in the country, and I'm paraphrasing here, that United States of America will be hit with a crisis bigger than 9/11. And it's all because of the doing of Joe Biden and the Democrats. They need the crisis. I'm trying to tell you right now, I'm warning you. That's why I'm constantly telling people you need to prepare. Well, anyways, listen to Nikki Haley. This was at 10 a.m. Eastern time this morning where she said that she's dropping out. It's the first time she came out and did something sensible, my opinion.
In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president. Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us. I have always been a conservative Republican and always supported the Republican nominee.
I don't believe
but
that.
But on this question, as she did...
Wait a minute. She says she's always supported the Republican nominee. But all of a sudden, she's not doing that now. Why is she not doing that now? What's different about this time? What's different now? Listen to the lame excuse she makes up for her reasoning for not wanting to endorse President Trump.
But on this question, as she did on so many others, Margaret Thatcher provided some good advice when she said, quote, never just follow the crowd. Always make up your own mind. It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that.
And she hope he does that. Or she hope they do that. She should. Why didn't she come out and do it? Shannon, why didn't Nikki Haley come out and endorse President Trump if she's asking everyone else to go ahead and support him?
Well,
why wouldn't she do that? What, am I missing something?
Well, she said that she doesn't follow the crowd, as her, I guess, mother or whoever told her to make
Margaret
up your
Thatcher.
Own. Margaret Thatcher, whoever. You know, I mean, it's really her pride standing in her way. She's going to end up endorsing Trump. It's going to happen. You know, she just couldn't do it at that moment. It was too hard for her to swallow her pride.
That's exactly what it came down to.
Yeah.
Because the entire time she was losing and she's telling everybody we're winning while she's losing, and she's having a hard time swallowing. I bet you she woke up this morning just mad. She probably throwing plates. She probably called Hillary Clinton. How do I fix this? And Hillary Clinton said, you can't fix it. You're done.
I've already lost against Trump. Now you know how it feels.
Yep. You're the second one to lose like
I
did.
You wanted to be like me, so there you go.
Yeah, there it is. You're a loser. You're a loser.
Right.
So I just noticed, I'm looking in the comments on frankspeech.com, and they don't have the live chat comments going on right now. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm going to reach out and see if I can find out why. But I've noticed that they've only had the comments for each show. So when my show is done, it's live right now. It's Wednesday, March 6th, the day after, and we're live right now. It's 2 p.m. Central, 2:10 Central. And one person on here says, what's going on with the comment section? How can there not be a single comment after even clicking the newest? They reset the comments after every show. So I do look at the comments. So go ahead and look at the comments. Leave some comments right now because I pay attention to them and I bring it up. So please leave me comments. Let's get to this next one that I want to share with you, because we got so much to share with you after this meltdown of the left. I don't think we're going to be able to get to all of it, but I'm going to try my darndest to get there. Look at this one with the Communist News Network talking about what happened last night. Or actually, this was going on last night. They're having a meltdown in real time. And they always try to act like, you know, they're trying to be real civil, you know, trying to contain their anger, their non-excitement about President Trump. They just don't see and they don't understand how in the world you are still supporting President Trump. They're saying right now, what's wrong with you? This is in the mind of the left, the liberals on the left. They're saying that they've done so much damage to President Trump, and yet you're still supporting him. Why are you still supporting him? Can y'all leave me a comment? Leave me a comment. Now, there is a live chat on Rumble. Let me be clear about that, because a lot of people say, well, I'm on Rumble, watching on Rumble right now, and I do look at the Rumble chats as well. So if you want to do the live chats right now, go to the Rumble channel for Lindell. You have to go to Lindell TV One. And I will look at the comments there. But listen to this. Listen to this as they have this meltdown while President Trump is just sweeping the board.
The map tells you what you need to know. The delegate count tells you what you need to know. The percentage of it has actually jumped up even more. It's 88% of the delegates. So you're looking at the percentage. Donald Trump cannot mathematically clinch tonight, but he can get within 100 or so of what he needs. And he can do that next week. And so what you have here is, you know, he has remade the party in his image. There are still some Republicans who are trying to take it away, like take it back. Right? That's over. There's no back. That party doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
It just doesn't. You know, it just doesn't. Look at the House of Representatives. Look at what's happening in the United States Senate. Mitch McConnell stepping aside. You know, and some of the more governing conservatives trying to keep their power even just within the Senate Republican conference. This is a new Republican Party. And so you have a very formidable Republican frontrunner who has remade the party in his image. And I know a lot of people at home are asking, well, wait a minute.
Hold on. He says that the Republican Party has been made in his image. And he's talking about Republicans are trying to get it back to the way it was before. The Republican Party that the Democrats want are the Republican Party that will bend over. And they're bending over and they're looking back at the Democrats saying, how long do I need to be down here? That's the type of Republican Party that the Democrats want. The Republican Party of today, it is the MAGA Party. Let's be real. See, there was a time after 2020 that they were trying to change the name of the Republican Party or create a new party. And President Trump said, no, we already have a party. We just need to fix the one that we have. And now it is the MAGA Party.
Yeah, I mean,
let's be straight up about that.
I mean, you know what? Let's be honest. Political parties have been changing for a while. If you look at Biden, he's actually changed the Democrat Party. It's actually progressive and extremely liberal. So you can also say that he reformed that party. But Trump is saying, listen, I want to go back to what made America great. Let's go back to the foundation that our fathers set for America. And that's what they don't like. They don't like that we're retreating.
And you know what? That's a really good point.
Worked before.
That's a really good point. And I've said that multiple times too, that the Republican Party is going back to the party with a spine, with a backbone. Because the first Civil War was fought against the Democrats and the Republicans. And you know, you hear a lot of people saying it was the North versus the South. It was the Republicans versus the Democrats. The Democrats wanted to own and control slaves, and they wanted to secede from the Union. And Lincoln said, no, you're not going to do it. They went to Civil War. The Democrats, they're so furious right now, because as of today, President Trump, he wins in a landslide. I'm going to show you more of this when we come back, because you're not going to want to miss this. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50 plus UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Okay, let me get back to this video. I want to play the rest of this video for you about them having this meltdown last night with the numbers coming in for President Trump. This real-time meltdown, watch.
We all saw January 6th. Wait a minute. Innocent until proven guilty, but...
Do you hear this? Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I got to take it back already. This is what I was talking about right before we went to the break. They did all this stuff to President Trump, and they don't understand why you, the American people... Why you are still supporting President Trump after everything that they've done. And listen to what he says. The first thing he brings up is January the 6th. Really? How? Oh, I mean, people are not buying it. So why do you keep doing it? That last night should be a prime example that people are not buying it. Stupid liberals are, of course. But for the most part, the American people are not buying it. Listen.
A lot of people at home are asking, well, wait a minute. We all saw January 6th. Wait a minute. Innocent until proven guilty, but there's all these cases. He has convinced them he won the last election. Never mind anything that happened since then. A majority of these voters are going to the polls in most of these states still saying that, you know, Donald Trump should be president. Yeah. And so this is his party. And again, sometimes I think you stop talking. Just look. this is his party. And he is on a march to the nomination. That does not mean if the general election were tomorrow, there's a lot of data that suggest he would win
right
at this moment in time. It is not tomorrow. It's 8 months from now.
So he's saying it's 8 months from now. So we have time to destroy the country or to try to convince you not to support President Trump.
Well, they had some polls come out this morning. You know how it goes, right? And they're saying that the polls show that if they were to have an election today, Trump would win.
Mm-hmm.
But they say post
trials, cases and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
If it comes out that he's guilty for something, he loses. So, I mean, that's what they're waging on, right?
Oh, wait a minute. They found him guilty in New York of no wrongdoing, and his poll numbers went up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, see, these people, they don't really put two and two together. The American people are not stupid.
They are truly not stupid. That's exactly it. You know, and a lot of these people are also new voters. I mean, they're not giving credit to the Latino vote and the black vote that is now coming out in support of Trump.
And they see what they're doing to President Trump is completely wrong. And people are like, you know, this is not right. The American people are not stupid.
You have two very strong front runners who both have very significant weaknesses. And then you have the question of the third party candidates, which I raised earlier.
And so the weaknesses come in the sense of in very much the way you're talking about how he is reforming the Republican Party. Right. More working class people, including voters of color, right. African-American.
You hear this? Listen to this.
Did give it credit. Okay.
Yeah, listen to this. Listen to this.
Men primarily, but also Latinos. And also the Democrats picking up more educated voters. Right. There's also, so you talked about the education divide, also a big gender divide.
Yep.
Men voting Republican, women voting Democrat.
Shannon, you're a woman. Well, I didn't know you were voting Democrat.
That's the whole younger generation. You know, that's the whole, you know, family planning aspect of the Biden agenda, you know, touching those people at the heart. Because, you know, let's be honest, the young people, the people that are in college right now, they don't have, you know, the economy's not hitting them like they're hitting regular families, you know.
Not less their family already struggled to put them there.
Well,
and then they're talking about the tuition, having to pay more.
We tend to divide ourselves from our parents' problems, right? Like, I'm going to college, you figure out how to do it, right? So their whole thing is in the future, I want options to, you know, if I want abortion, have an abortion. That's the only thing on their slate. So, of course, they're going after that younger generation, especially the female generation.
But, you know, there's a lot of people that are young that are not stupid to believe everything that the left is saying.
And that is true, too. We've seen huge numbers come out for Trump at colleges. So, you know what?
Yep.
Once again.
So, yeah. So let me play this one for you. This is Joy Reid. I want y'all to listen to the reason why Joy Reid is suggesting with the Republican Party is the reason why people are voting for President Trump in the Republican Party. Listen to this. See, this is the type of stuff you can't make up. But she's making it up. It's like beyond stupid.
By the way, if you want to do another chart of when you saw the spike in border crossings, because it was down to record numbers under George W. Bush and President Obama, it spiked again because of COVID. COVID is the spike again. You just look at the chart. All of these crises that Donald Trump inherited a strong, growing economy and managed to.
Hold on. This is not the one I wanted to play. Yeah, this is not the one I wanted to play. This, hold on, let me fix it here. Okay, this one didn't make it on my list here. Because hold on, because I'm gonna get to that one here in a second. But hold on, yeah, because we gotta play this one here. We gotta play this one to keep things in order here in perspective. Because this is what Joy Reid. Okay, let's go to it now. Here we go.
But Republican voters don't vote that way. They don't vote based on economics or based on the benefits they're getting economically from the president. They're increasingly, from the Tea Party on, they're voting on race. They're voting on this idea of an invasion of brown people over the border. The idea that they can't get whatever job they want. A black person got it. Therefore, drive all the blacks out of the colleges.
Really? Really?
So an opposite.
Such drive all of the black people out of the colleges and she go, wait a minute, there's a little bit more to this. This is the stupidity I'm talking about. And she's saying that the Republican Party is running on race when that's the only thing that the Democrats ever do. Every 2 to 4 years, they show up in a black church and they change that dialect to tell y'all they gonna put y'all back in chains.
Which is interesting, too, because
this is stupid.
They always complain about keeping separation between church and state, and yet they run right to the black church to give
every
their
time.
Political speech.
Every time. Listen to her. Listen. I'm not gonna stop. It's really short.
Voting on this idea of an invasion of brown people over the border, the idea that they can't get whatever job they want. A black person got it. Therefore, drive all the blacks out of the colleges, get rid of DEI. That is what they're voting on. They're just voting specifically on racial animus. Which, at this stage, it isn't about economics.
No.
See, she's saying it's not about economics. But it is. That's the reason why people are voting for President Trump. Mm. You have Democrats. I play videos multiple times where black people saying we want Trump back because I had money. I just played it the other day.
She's a perfect example of why people are leaving the Democrat race. Because people are tired of the DEI, which is the the Democrat platform. They're tired of the race baiting, which is part of the Democrat platform. She's saying the opposite of the Republican Party. The Republican Party is all about economics, which is why, like you said, people are saying, let's go back to Trump. Let's go back to money. They're all about security. Let's protect our country. They're all about borders. Let's protect our borders. Those are the things that people are top priorities, and that's why they're leaving the Democrat Party and going to the Republican Party. The proof is in the numbers, not in what she's saying.
And here's the one I was just playing a second ago where she's talking about the economy, trying to convince everybody that the Republican Party's running the race card. Really? Really? It's the Democrats that are running the race card, but it is about the economy. It is about our border. It is about you going to the grocery store buying eggs and milk. It is about you going to the gas pump. It is about the safety and security of this country. It's about all of that. It's not about being replaced by brown people coming across the border. The brown people coming across the border are these terrorists that we don't want in the country, and the Democrats do. Let me play this one first.
By the way, if you want to do another chart of when you saw the spike in border crossings, because it was down to record numbers under George W. Bush and President Obama, it spiked again because of COVID. COVID is the spike again. You just look at the chart. All of these crises that Donald Trump inherited a strong, growing economy and managed to ruin it. By messing up his one crisis, which was COVID, which is why the border went crazy. It's why inflation went crazy. All of those crises Joe Biden has had to fix. Joe Biden's job creation rate is second only to Bill Clinton. He's not only fixed it, he's actually been more successful as a domestic policy president than any modern president. All of the things Donald Trump is trying to take credit for on the campaign trail are Biden things. And Biden needs to run out there and take credit for it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Look at this. This is so loaded because she's full of it. She's full of it. But before I make another comment, I want y'all to recognize something. Look at right here. You notice they got the other stuff that's going down below them showing where Trump and Nikki Haley, but look up here. They're leaving this one on the screen, Nikki Haley over Trump. Look at that, the entire time, because this is exactly what they wanted to drill down into people, to get everyone to believe that Nikki Haley was the answer. She's not the answer. But for her to make the statement that President Trump messed up the border is a bunch of BS, because President Trump had the border under control. Everyone knew it. They were so angry because President Trump had the border under control, they were creating sanctuary cities throughout the country. And now those sanctuary cities are getting bombarded with people, and the people that live in those sanctuary cities, they're all upset about all of the illegals that are there. Joe Biden did more damage to the United States of America than any president doing positive stuff out of 8 years. You understand what I'm saying? Joe Biden has literally taken this country and ran it through the dirt, and they want to continue down that path. You can get it off the screen. They want to continue taking it down that path. People are fed up. These Democrats, they're having a meltdown because they see the American people rising up to support President Donald J. Trump, and they don't like to see it. They hate it right now. And more people are going to support our great president, Donald J. Trump.
Let me tell you about Tactilian.com. Tactilian.com make these beautiful flags that you can put on your vehicle. There's a reason why I'm talking about them is because they build homes for veterans from the proceeds that they get when they sell these flags on their website, Tactilian.com. If you have a vehicle that has a location that's not magnetic, this one's magnetic, and you can see I put it on a sports vehicle, and it looks really good on there, and it goes on the other vehicles. Anywhere there's a magnetic spot, you can put it on there, and it's not gonna fly off or fall off. If you don't have a magnetic location, you can get one like this that has an adhesive backing on it, and it won't go anywhere either. You can go through the car wash and it'll stay on there. I'm highly impressed. These are American-made right here in the United States of America. With all of these woke companies right now, why wouldn't we look into this? Why wouldn't we support a company that supports America? At least I am. That's the reason why I'm promoting Tactilian.com. I encourage you to get one now. Get two now. Buy them for your loved ones. Buy them for vets that you know. Buy them for military personnel that you know. Go to Tactilian.com/wheel and get 15% off. 15%. These are awesome. And again, let me remind you, a portion of the sales go to help build homes for veterans. Isn't that what we are about? Do it now. Tactilian.com/wheel. You'll love it.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off. MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Okay, we are back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So let me tell you about this elixir. You know, yesterday I was telling everybody that, you know, I drink my own Kool-Aid. I don't ever talk about stuff unless I'm doing it myself. And I said I was waiting on my package and it came. I got my package right after the show yesterday. And I was like, man, I wish I would have had it. So this is a 30-day supply. And it comes with these packets of elixirs in them. And I've already taken, as soon as I got it yesterday, got it out the mail, my producer opened it up, and I actually took it out. And I said, man, this is so good. This is the raspberry, and I'm not sure, you know, I haven't looked. Actually, this is the wild berry. So I'm guessing it's different ones that's in this mix, so. This is really good.
Yeah, that's one you tried yesterday.
Yeah, this is one I tried. So I don't know if they're, I guess they're all wild berry inside the pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wild berry pack. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's all wild berry. It's actually really good. It's really good. And I took it yesterday. So the thing is, I need to go ahead and take a picture. Like I said, I'm going to take a picture of my hands. And they said it helps with your hair. It helps with your skin complexion. It helps with so many different things. Now, there's one thing that my producer's been saying that because she took one too, right? It's only supposed to be like a 30 days for me, but she took it, you know, she took some. It's all good. It's all good. I'll share it with her. And she said she noticed something, but we're going to wait. Let's wait before we say anything about it, Shannon, because I want to make sure that it really was that extremely positive for you, because if it is, we want to tell the world about it. We want to tell the world about it, but we're going to wait just a couple more days just to see. But for me, I really like it. Here it is. I'm going to open it up live right here while we're on the air.
Well, just so you know that this elixir has actually won a award mm-hmm. or many awards. It was the ingredient of the year from Beauty From Within. Oh. It got the Nutra Ingredients Asia Award.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it's helped mm-hmm. a lot of people with some of the things that we've talked about before, you know, improved stress. People have said it has helped them with endurance and less fatigue. It's helped them with muscle recovery.
Oh, man.
And they say one thing, Will, that this does act fast.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
It's not something that you have to take for months and months.
In.
Yeah. That you could possibly see. And that's why they want you to do the 30-day challenge. They want you to get this box that you see on your screen.
Yep, and, it's the same one.
Yep. And it is good tasting. There's actually quite a bit in that little packet.
Actually, it's kind of heavy, right? Because it's full of the elixir. Let me see if I can. I don't know if y'all can see that on the camera there. Let me see that. Yeah, you should be able to see that. Yeah, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Right? Comes like that. It has all, it has what, 30-day supply in this box. And it says you take one a day or even two a day.
If you want faster.
If you want it to kick in a lot faster. That's why I guess, but I'm already, at least I'm say that I am, right? Because maybe it's just the thing in my mind that because I'm already feeling a little difference. And I really like it because I've been going to the gym. Not that it means anything, but they have a guy on the side of it with a whole bunch of muscles working out.
It's going to make you look like that.
Yeah.
It's going to
look
so
buff and stuff. So I just want to be healthy because my biggest thing is the battle that's ahead of all of us. We want to make sure that we are on our A game. And this is one of the best ways you can do it.
Yeah.
PamperWithGrace.com. Go to PamperWithGrace.com. Do your body really something that you really need. Do your body justice.
And,
right?
You know, getting it also helps us. We ask that you go ahead and do the subscribe and save, which saves you a little bit of money. And the box is only $121 for 30-day packs. Let me tell you, that is a deal. The ingredients that's in here is amazing. Like he said, go to www.pamperwithgrace.com and see how this can help you.
Yes. See how it can help you. And it is really good.
I like the taste.
Mm-hmm.
You can even put it in the refrigerator. You like everything cold, so.
You know what?
You could put it in the
refrigerator. I was actually thinking about that. You know, I like stuff really, really cold. So
or
I was
really,
thinking,
really
like,
hot.
Can I put it in the freezer? You know, just for like maybe 10, 15 minutes to let it get
sure
a little cold, really cold. And it'd be almost like a slush at that point. Because it's really thick. It's not like just a real thin liquid. It's kind of thick. So I think it will work out really well. Let me give you an update about my Facebook page. Every single day, I've been reaching out to Facebook, and they are now ignoring me altogether. I've sent them documentation, my passport, my bank statements, my tax ID information. I've sent them highly sensitive, highly sensitive data about myself. And the interesting thing is that, and this is actual Facebook Meta that I'm talking to.
Yep.
I sent them my information to prove who I am. And automatically after that, no response from them. It's like I don't hear anything from them. Yep. I sent it up asking for an update, asking me for to get my page back because I proved who I am.
Yep.
And that I'm the account owner.
How they paid you.
And yeah, and how they paid me in the past and how I paid for ads on there. And now they just send me back a survey. How was your service?
Right.
They're not even doing anything to help me. How now disgusting. I have to have a lawsuit, and I've already talked to some lawyers. And actually, one of the lawyers is going to come on next week and talk to me about, you know, the different things that's going on. But right now I'm asking everyone, if you could, givesendgo.com/GBX26, just like you see it right there on the screen. I'm asking my producer to put it in the comments as well. There's three options on there. Please do two of the three. Pray for me. I need your prayers. Share it. And please donate. Do two of the three. Help us get to 1,000 today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So let me go to another video that I want to share with you about the meltdown of the left. Complete, total meltdown. Is there anybody watching right now disappointed that President Trump sweep the board last night? Is anybody upset? I do look in the comments. So y'all let me know in the comments. Yes, Will, I'm so upset President Trump won last night. Because the Democrats see what's coming from November. They see it coming. Look at this one. Wait a minute. Before I do, I thought about this so many times in the past. Are there any Star Wars fans watching? Are there any Star Wars fans? Okay. My switchboard operator says, yeah. he raised his hand. When Obama came into office, you know what Obama was saying, Shannon?
What's that?
Hope. Remember, his whole thing was hope. Obama, his whole thing was hope.
Really? I don't
and change.
That.
Hope and change. That was okay. Obama.
Okay.
President Trump came, and President Trump brought New Hope. What was the first Star Wars movie? New Hope.
Oh, here we go.
President Trump.
He's about to get on a soapbox.
President Trump brought New Hope. For the Star Wars fan, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. And some and people already, for Star Wars fans, you're probably already on to what I'm getting ready to say. And then after President Trump brought New Hope, because America was doing great, more people were working, the economy was booming, we were respected across the world, New Hope. And then the Empire struck back. What was the name of the second movie, Shannon? The Empire Struck Back. The Empire Struck Back. The evil Darth Lord, Darth Vader, the Sith Lords, all of that, they struck back. And then they took power. What happened? The Jedi in the movie, they are the MAGA Republicans. They started going after them. Same thing as it is today. You can't even make it up. Same thing today. But there's good news. Guess what happens after the Empire struck back, Shannon? Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Trump, Return of the Jedi. So for all of you Star Wars fans, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it didn't even dawn on me until, I guess, maybe 6 months ago.
I went back
and I watched them again. And I even watched the ones that they made before the original three that they made, you know, just so I can watch them all in order. And then it started dawning on me like, my goodness, they have the Senate. And then they labeled all the Jedi the bad ones. Just like today, they label all the MAGA Republicans as extremists, the bad people, the threat to America. Exact same thing.
And we got so excited.
I'm like, my goodness, people should be, you know what? Everyone should be forced to watch Star Wars and look at it in that point of view, and it will lay out big as day. That's why I say there's hope, because the Return of the Jedi is coming. The Return of the Jedi, and we're seeing that. Let me show you how the Empire is acting right now, how they're so angry in real time. Meltdown. Listen to Joe Scarborough as he's lying about President Trump. We all know that President Trump has been huge, huge, I tell you, when it comes to the U.S. military. President Trump has been the most, how do I say this, the most respected, are the most kind towards the U.S. military than any other president in American history. President Trump was building up the military. He wasn't breaking it down. President Trump wanted the military to be strong. He didn't want the military to be a whole bunch of sissified men putting on dresses. But listen to Joe Scarborough as he's lying through his teeth, and watch her reaction.
Donald Trump insults our men and women in uniform every day. Every single day, and I will say again, we know him.
Yeah.
But who in the audience continues to cheer as this man trashes our men and women in uniform?
So that is...
You sit and watch cable news.
Yeah.
These young men and women in uniform go through basic training. They kill themselves. They sacrifice their lives. They get assigned to go somewhere across the globe for 3 years.
You see this? And what is her name? Malik.
Oh, yeah.
Is that her name, Malik? Something like that.
You know what? He's so full of lies. Anybody knows.
And she's having a hard time even absorbing what he's saying. Look at her reaction. She was like, dude, you're like lying, because we all know that President Trump was for the military.
And still is. Every time he gets up there, he wants to build up our military.
Yes.
Right? He built it up. We actually just proved last week how Biden has torn down the military, has made us weaker than we were with Trump.
100%. And now they're putting dresses on men. They're putting dresses on men. So what do you think the rest of the world is thinking about when they're looking at the U.S. military? Like, wait a minute, the men are putting on dresses and we're supposed to be terrified of them?
The more they talk, the more I feel like we're living in two alternate.
It's the Twilight Zone.
It is truly the Twilight Zone. Completely different realities.
It really
I don't
is.
Know.
Listen to this last piece.
For 3 years, committed to one thing, protecting and defending you, protecting and defending your rights, protecting and defending the United States of America. And you trash them? And you vote for a man who trashes them? That is just shameless.
This is them having a meltdown in real time. This was last night.
What do you mean cares about our security? Our borders have never
No. He's saying that we don't, Republicans don't care about our security. That's what he's saying. Because he's saying that we voted for President Trump. Because we voted for President Trump is saying that we don't care about our security is what he's saying. How dare you vote for President Trump when President Trump is trying to tear down the U.S. military, which is a bald-faced lie. We all know that's not the case. We already know that's not the case. But he's going to go on national television and blatantly lie. Where are the fake fact checkers? Where are the fake fact checkers on Joe Scarborough?
They are the fake fact checkers.
But no one's checking them, and then they're quick to talk about, well, let's do a fact check on President Trump. They're quick to do that, but he's lying. Is there anyone on here watching right now that believes that President Trump is not for building up the U.S. military, wanted the U.S. military to be the strongest military in America, in the world? That was President Trump's whole thing. If you want to put America first, you're going to build up the military.
And actually, we have...
Wait a minute. Even President Trump just mentioned before talking about having rockets on the coastlines of the United States of America to defend America.
He sure did.
That's more military. That's more safety and security.
He wants something like
where's he getting this from?
Yeah, he wants something like what Israel has.
Yes.
Here in America.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, the United States of America helped Israel build their Iron Dome.
And you know what?
And President Trump wants an Iron Dome over the United States of America to defend the people living here.
And you know what, Will? The only reason why we're talking about only Trump's numbers is because, let's be honest, Biden, he's not running against anybody. He's not fighting for his poll numbers. He's not fighting for his base. Every time they elect him, he says, oh, he's the Democrat winner. Well, because there's no challenger. They wouldn't allow a challenger to Biden. So Democrats who still can't bring themselves to vote for Trump are of course going to vote for Biden. But he's a real loser to me because he's getting those just because he's the incumbent. That's the only reason why Joe's getting those votes.
Yeah. Let me share this one for you. All right. Let me share this one. And this is on the Communist News Network. And this young man is on the list of being VP for President Trump. And this nasty woman on CNN, President Trump coined a term for her, being a nasty woman. And she's trying to get him to say, if you were in the same position Mike Pence was in on January the 6th, what would you do? She tried to get him in the gotcha game. They're so infatuated with January the 6th when there was no insurrection, but they don't have anything else to go on, so they keep regurgitating the same thing.
One who has been rumored to be on Donald Trump's shortlist for vice presidential options once he does, as he appears like he's on track to do, become the Republican nominee. Just yesterday he was talking about how he thought you would be great at that job if you took it. I'm just curious, if you were Trump's vice president on January 6th, would you have done what Mike Pence did?
Well, I think that all the speculation about who's going to be in the cabinet, who's going to be vice president, is just a distraction from what has to happen, which is the party's got to focus on Donald Trump winning in November. I mean, he's got to have so many people that want to serve in this administration that he's going to be able to pick the people of his choosing at the time that makes sense for him. And I think Republicans need to stay focused on that.
I understand that, but you are on the short list. You're a name that I hear from sources that they talk about. Do you think that Mike Pence did the right thing that day?
I mean, you see this? They want someone to repeat what Mike Pence did. Mike Pence was spineless. Mike Pence didn't have a backbone. There's some people that probably don't like me talking about Mike Pence this way. Mike Pence, I call him Judas Pence because he straight up stabbed President Trump in the back. He could have said, because we see all of this out of the ordinary discrepancies about what happened in the different states, Mike Pence had the authority, the constitutional authority, to push it back to the states and say, make sure everything is in order, so then that way we are not proceeding forward with fraudulent activity. But Mike Pence didn't do that. And they, a lot of people try to say, well, Mike Pence didn't have the authority to do that, which is a bald-faced lie, because what did Congress do? What did they do in the House? Well, it's like the first week, they codified it because of Nancy Pelosi that no VP could ever push it back to the states. So when it comes this November and Kamala Harris wants to push it back to the states because of Nancy Pelosi, she's not going to be able to because of what they did. So that's going to backfire on them. You can get them off the screen. It's going to backfire on them. The Democrats constantly do things not thinking about the repercussions. They never think about the consequences of their actions. They never do. They never do. Hey, let me tell you about MyPillow.com as well. MyPillow.com, if you use promo code WILL at MyPillow.com, is another great way that you can support me and you get awesome, beautiful products at MyPillow.com. Don't forget, use promo code WILL. God bless everybody. Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson's coming up next. Stick around for that fire show. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it. God bless everybody.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Revere Realty is the only real America First company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Revere Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGArealtor.com. MAGArealtor.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.